You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Now from doomsday to payday, there's a big FCC auction coming up for TV station licenses, but this one has a twist. Instead of TV stations bidding for more airspace, they're bidding for the FCC to pay them to go off air. Why would they do that? Because the FCC wants that space on the airwaves to stream video to your phone, in essence. One surprising potential winner in all this auction frenzy, billionaire Michael Dell. Since 2011, his company has been quietly buying up TV stations around the country, which now looks like a pretty savvy investment. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
American airwaves are getting pretty crowded. Increasing use of mobile devices means we're running out of bandwidth to go around. Howard Simons is vice chair of the FCC's Incentive Auction Task Force.
The demand for wireless spectrum is immense and continually growing. That's why Congress told us essentially to realign the use of the TV band to better meet today's consumer demand between TV and wireless.
Congress told the FCC to pay traditional TV stations to go off air, making more room for wireless. Suddenly, teeny tiny stations playing Catholic Mass or Roseanne reruns were potentially worth millions. Blair Levin is with the Brookings Institution.
There were several groups that made a very conscious effort to buy a number of broadcast stations that would be particularly valuable in this auction and are now intending to resell them.
Michael Dell's investment firm owns one of those groups and now stands to make billions. Other companies gobbled up stations too, taking a pretty significant risk at the time. Robin Flynn is a senior analyst with media research firm SNL Kagan.
In many cases, they bought these stations very early on before we really were certain the auction was going forward.
Most of the stations selling bandwidth aren't necessarily canceling their programming. Flynn says they're working out deals to do things like share channels so they can stay in business. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.